Welcome to the FrankBlack.net podcast. My name is Brian, and I'm here with the first of four April podcasts that we'll be bringing you. This one's a bit shorter than the other ones, but it's very specifically focused. This podcast is focused on a certain musician. Now, you might think that because this is the FrankBlack.net podcast, it's about Frank Black. And while all the songs on today's podcast are by Frank Black, that's not what I'm speaking of. I'm speaking of someone who was popular during the 1950s and who was once billed as the singing fisherman. In case you guys don't have your dictionary of obscure 50s nicknames for well-known singers in front of you, I am talking about Mr. Johnny Horton. Johnny Horton is mentioned in three Frank Black songs, which is far more than any other musician that Frank Black has talked about, like David Bowie or Lou Reed. So we're going to hear all three songs that are somewhat about Johnny Horton today, and we're going to talk about each one a little bit. First up is a song from the Hang On To Your Ego EP, which is shockingly called The Ballad of Johnny Horton.
Thank you.
Now that we've heard the ballad, let's hear a little bit of the biography of Johnny Horton. Johnny Horton was a honky-tonk singer from the 1950s who was best known for what he called his saga songs, which became crossover hits in the mainstream, most notably The Battle of New Orleans, which won a Grammy in 1960 for Best Country and Western Recording. Now, Johnny was a very superstitious guy and apparently had a lot of premonitions about his death, and he would always say that he was possibly going to be killed in a car crash by a drunk driver, which coincidentally is how he died. Along with these premonitions, he also used to apparently hate musicians who drank. He thought it was the worst professional thing they could do, and he had agreed to send his friend Merle Kilgore a message from beyond the grave. This guy was pretty morbid, if you ask me. But anyway, 10 years after Horton died, Kilgore heard from a group of psychics who were based out of New York who saw an apparition of a cowboy hat whose message was, "The drummer is a rummer and he can't keep the beat." And apparently Kilgore took his advice and fired his drunken drummer. So this is not the first time that someone besides Frank Black had seen the ghost of Johnny Horton, which is what we're going to hear about now in If It Takes All Night. This is a demo that was on the re-released version of Dog in the Sand, released by Spin Art Records in 2003.
If It Takes All Night. Some call it the ribbon, some say the white line. I say truck stop limit, well it suits me fine. Every day of the week, every day of the week, we heard some other fellas talking. I think it's gonna be a good fight. Tonight the radio is rocking. I'm gonna hear my favorite song. If it takes all night, if it takes all night, if it takes all night, if it takes all night.
Besides for his music, Johnny Horton is best known for being married to Billie Jean Jones, who coincidentally was married to Hank Williams Sr. when he died, and then was married to Johnny Horton when Johnny Horton died. Also coincidentally, they both died after performing at the Skyline Club in Austin, Texas. So this is a bit of musical mythology that's passed around a lot, and it's, people think that she was a black widow or something, but honestly, I don't buy that. Johnny was killed in a car accident, and Hank Williams overdosed or drank himself to death or whatever the official cause of death was is still a bit uncertain about that as well. But anyway, this is a song off of Show Me Your Tears, the last Frank Black and the Catholics album, at least the last one so far, and it is called Everything Is New. And that's all for this short podcast, but we'll see you next week with another podcast from frankblack.net. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Everything is new, when the sky is blue, you got everything to do. Sky is blue.